everybody. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, The Balancing Act with Abby. I am back after a little hiatus of just lifing. You guys know how it is. I am a busy girl right now between school. I'm in my clinical placement for my social work master's. I am working and I'm just trying to take care of myself the best that I can. And I kind of wanted to touch upon today the concept of perspective and how perception shapes reality and how we deal with our own challenges, internal battles, ideas of trauma, and how comparison of these experiences is just such a damaging idea and really offers us so much less than it does provide us good. And our experiences are directly influenced by the way we see and feel about the world, whether it's a result of childhood experiences or trauma or just being raised by our biological chosen family. And acknowledging all of this diversity in our upbringings and life within our close environment, and that can really help us understand why we have the views that we do. This brings me right to the first part about the comparison aspect of trauma and experiences and how we view them. Because there is no reason to compare our trauma. What matters to you, and nobody has the authority to diminish those feelings. Because at the end of the day, trauma is trauma, no matter how quote-unquote bad it was or how it compares to somebody else's experience. Just because you're able to reflect on your trauma and say to yourself, but it could have been worse, there are people living in far worse conditions, I should stop complaining and just be grateful. Yeah, gratitude is an incredible thing to practice, and I love it, and I think it has so much purpose and importance in our lives. But there's also a lot of power that comes with acknowledging your challenges in an effective way. Yes, some traumas may be more complex, but that does not mean you shouldn't give yourself grace or avoid confronting your emotions just because you're under the idea that other people are worse off. And to validate your experience and find someone who can do the same and offer you that support that doesn't draw comparison to other people's lives is an incredibly powerful tool. And this could be through therapy, counseling, talking to a support network that you trust and know and feel comforted by and don't feel any judgment from. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one that's going to have to live in your body for the rest of your life, and you'll be the only one responsible for dismantling these traumas and associated emotions. And another thing I want to mention about comparison is that so many tend to minimize their own traumas, and they aren't aware of the significance of what they went through and how deeply it affects them throughout their everyday life. Trauma, just like everything else in life, is such an individual experience, and nobody reacts the same to one scenario. This may be due to our socialization or other external factors that influence how we respond to hardships, but it is not the event that is the important part, but the response to the trauma that dictates our quality of life and healing we choose to take. Everybody heals at different rates, everyone utilizes different strategies, and what works for one person may very well not work for another. In coming back to the idea that we are each our own snowflake of a person and how we each have so much to offer and so much to take from other people and just from the world, limiting yourself to just a certain set of strategies or skills or support systems may not be the best fit. And exploring other options that are within your means that you have access to is such a beautiful thing to be able to explore and try out and really figure out what works for you. I know this was a shorter episode. I really just want to get back on my feet with this and give you guys some shorter episodes to get you in and out and really thinking about your life and evaluating without taking up too much of your time. We are all such busy people. But I hope you continue to tune in to upcoming podcasts. I got a lot of stuff that I would love to discuss with you guys. So stay on the lookout for that. And until then, be the best person that you can be.